Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be seated. There were two miracles that happened that day we heard about in the Holy Gospel. Two gifts given. The gift of hearing and the gift of speaking. I think we often overlook that second one, but Mark makes it clear. The man was deaf and couldn't speak. He had a speech impediment. Jesus touched both his ears and his tongue, and the people marveled because Jesus makes the deaf hear and the mute speak, fulfilling the words of the prophet Isaiah. Two gifts given. Two gifts that always go together, in fact. For you learn to speak by hearing, by repeating the sounds and words you hear from your parents. When you're little, when you're a baby, they speak to you, and you try to speak back, copying them. And it takes a while. You don't talk straight out of the womb. Children first learn to make sounds, then try to form them into words. Because it's not easy to get your lips and your tongue and your breath and your vocal cords all working properly together. And so the people were amazed that day, because this man began speaking plainly right away. And so not just his hearing, but also his speaking were clearly the work of God. Gifts. And so it is with you as well. Already by the 4th or 5th century, the church in some places added that Aramaic word ephphatha to its baptismal liturgy to indicate that in those waters, Jesus is touching you. Jesus is performing a miracle in you, giving you gifts, just as he did for that man. That now you hear God's word and speak God's word too. And a few years later, when Luther came along and was doing some reforming, including of some clutter that had gotten into the baptismal liturgy and was obscuring what was happening there, the ephphatha he kept. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't an essential part of the sacrament. But it was a good witness, a good testimony to what was happening. For still today, we speak what we hear. God speaks, and we listen and learn to speak back. So God gives us his word of law, which says, you are a sinner. And we learn to speak back, yes, Lord, I am a sinner. This is the truth. I confess that I am a poor, miserable sinner. But that's not all. God also gives his word to reveal to us who he is. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He tells us that he is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. And then we learn to speak the Creed. Yes. This is the truth. I believe in God the Father Almighty and in Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. And I believe in the Holy Spirit. This is the truth. Jesus speaks his word of absolution. Your sins are all forgiven. And hearing, we learn to speak back. Amen. Yes, yes, this is the truth. Gift received. Jesus also teaches us to pray. How? By giving us his word. By speaking to us. And we learn to speak back. our Father who art in heaven. And we have His promise that His ears are always open to hear our prayers, to all prayers prayed in the name of Jesus. Hearing and speaking is also the pattern of the Catechism, and it is what you sang last week at the beginning of Matins. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. That's what happened that day in the region of Tyre and Sidon. The Lord opened that man's lips. And once he started speaking, there was no shutting him up. That sometimes happens with children too. Once they get that speaking thing all figured out, you can't shut them up. They just want to talk about everything. Now, Mark doesn't tell us exactly who it was that Jesus charged to tell no one. Mark just says, them. Indicating perhaps both the man who received these gifts and those who witnessed them given. But in any case, they just couldn't stop talking about it. Interestingly, we today tend to have the opposite problem. We don't talk too much. We talk too little about Jesus and all that He has done for us. Whether it's from shame or fear or worry, or because Christians have become increasingly targets of abuse and ridicule, or because of rules about what we can and cannot say at work and at school, there seems now to be a tendency to be hesitant and reluctant to speak of Jesus in public, to speak of sin and forgiveness, to speak of creation and recreation, to speak of evil and the need for redemption, to confess the one and only true God in the face of so many false gods. It's almost as if the devil has stuck his finger into our ears and spat and touched our tongues and said, "Be closed." Or if our ears and mouths aren't closed, and to fill them with words and thoughts and truths that are not truths at all. Words that aren't worth repeating, though we do. Teaching us not the wisdom of God, but the wisdom of the world. Words that do not praise and confess God, but praise and confess ourselves. Words that do not help, but hurt. Words that do not build up, but tear down. Words that do not forgive, but ridicule, condemn, and belittle. Perhaps we should expect that from the world, from unbelievers, from those who know not their Savior and His gifts, but from Christians? From us? That should not be. But how often is it? Sinning as we confess not only by our deeds, but with our thoughts and in our words. And with that, our faith is shown, isn't it? As James said, words and deeds confess what the heart believes. It's not that we're unbelievers. It's just that we're so all over the place. We're weak at times and strong at times, timid at times and bold at times, active at times and stagnant at times. We're trusting at times and fearful at times. Up and down, saints and sinners both. That too is what God has told us in His Word and what we confess. Sinners by birth, saints by the new birth from above. Sons and daughters of men and sons of God. One foot in the grave and the other foot in eternity. Caught in this tension between the now and the not yet. Children of God now, but not yet delivered from this world and body of sin. We're inconsistent. We're unreliable. And so we sang just before the sermon today, words of Psalm 146. It said, "Trust not in rulers, they are but mortal. Earthborn they are, and soon decay." Well, trust not in yourself either, and what you can do. Don't rely on yourself or on changing and doing better. You're earthborn too, and decaying. Instead, place all your trust in Christ our Lord. The hymn, the psalm said. Place all your trust in the one who spoke the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of God. The one whose thoughts, words, and deeds were all in perfect accord. The one you can rely on always, even when who he is and what he said got him nailed to a cross. He did not waver or shrink back. He said he would do it, and he did. He said he would die for your sins, and he did. He said he would rise from the dead, and he did. He said he would ascend for you, and he did. He said he will not leave you, and he hasn't. He said he will be with you always, and he is. And he said he will come back for you, and he will. These are the words he has spoken and fulfilled. These are the words he has spoken to you to hear and believe. To hear and speak. To say, "Amen, yes, Lord, truth. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." And he does. For that gift, he keeps on giving here, in his word, in his supper, the gift of faith. Helping us as we struggle in this world and life and strengthening us. The gift of forgiveness for all those times we fail and fall. The gift of life in the midst of a world that seeks only its own life. The gift of salvation, a promised future that will last far beyond what is just here and now. All in Jesus who says, "I am giving you my body and blood as a pledge to sustain you now and to strengthen you in the confidence, in the faith that I am yours and you are mine. All these gifts are yours, for I not only give them to you, I give you myself." And hearing that, those promises, we speak and confess and rejoice. All that we need, we have, and all that we have is gift from Him. Gifts that you also now give. Speaking forgiveness, speaking the faith, speaking in love, not because God needs you to, but because your neighbor needs you to. Maybe to hear and believe himself. Maybe so that they too can speak because they are afraid. Maybe they are reluctant as well and so just need your encouragement. Just need to know that there's another Christian around and they're not the only one. You never know what these gifts can do. Far more abundantly than all we think or imagine. That day in the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus gave those gifts. Here too the same. So speak, O Lord. Your servant listens. And help us to speak in praise and in love. Or as we sang, "Praise all you people, the name so holy of Him who does such wondrous things. All that has being to praise Him solely, with happy heart its Amen sings. Children of God with angel hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Alleluia. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.